Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I'm back.
I'm not riding solo.
Yeah, I heard you do that.
It's good, wasn't it?
Don't do it again.
Well, I don't need to now. So your wish is my command.
Yeah, no, we're riding duo.
Doesn't have
the same ring to it, does
it? That sounds terrible.
Yeah, no.
Good to be back, though.
Yeah.
Together.
I went away on holidays for a bit. You'll hear a few stories from the holiday.
You had a good time.
I had a great time. I'm very sad to be back.
Listen, as the podcast goes on, it started off with no voice. Mm. And as the show went on, your voice got better and better.
It's warmed up. Yeah. Last night was very touch and go as to whether I was going to be able to come into work because I could not speak.
I nearly was run solo again, but I didn't.
I know. That means you can stop singing that song then. Bloody. I'm here now. It's fine. So we'll talk about stuff that happened on my trip. We'll talk about other stuff as well.
Other stuff that went on in your trip.
I can't even remember. What did we talk about?
No, we spoke about that old man that plays chess.
Oh, yeah. He was really cute.
I outpunned you.
No, you didn't. You attempted to, but you didn't.
We'll find out if Ellie came out on top.
Yeah, we'll let the listener be the judge, hey? We'll check in with Dee McCarthy from Hollywood as well. Plenty happening. Enjoy. I'm going to go rest my voice.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, Shannon Knoll, he's been doing a concert over the weekend.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
I've always wanted to see Knollsy in concert ever since Australian Idol days, you know.
Well, we had Guy Sebastian on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, great chat.
Oh, I've always been team Guy. A lot of people will hate me for that, but I feel like everyone's divided. There seems to be a lot more Knollsy fans, but I feel like it's because I feel like he's one of the guys that you're laughing at but not with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He's an Australian icon. He wasn't the Australian Idol, but he is an Australian icon. Everyone knows Knollsy.
I mean, he's very Aussie, so I can see a lot of people relate, and I can see why people love him.
Exactly.
Oh, but this is unbelievable.
This is very un-Knollsy, what's gone down over the weekend.
Is it? Remember what happened at the Crazy Horse in Adelaide?
Oh, was that the strip joint?
Yeah. He got kicked out and he was abusing the bouncer, saying, "Don't you know who I am?"
Oh, Knollsy. Knollsy, come on, mate. You've got an image to uphold and you're not doing a great job. And this has really reiterated this. So he's doing a performance and someone in the crowd throws a can on stage. And all of a sudden, Knollsy just lets loose at him.
Get it, Frank. Yeah, you. Whoever threw that, come up here. You, come on, have the balls to come up here and I'll meet you over there. I'll meet you. Yeah, go on then. That get in the tie. Look around. Everyone look around.
That's you. Go pretty, boy.
This goes on for a while and he just gets ruder and ruder.
Balls who come up here instead of throwing some from there. Come on, cheap shot prick.
He just gets very aggressive at this guy. Starts calling him like a private school, like just assumes he's from a private school. What's wrong with private school people?
Do we know what he looks like?
The dude?
Yeah.
There's a guy at the front. I don't know if it's the guy he's talking to, but I'm not going to lie, Josiah, he looks a lot like you, the guy in the video.
Maybe it was me. Well, what does he call him? Pretty boy, private school, effing this.
Oh, did you go to a private school?
No, I actually didn't. There you go.
There you go. Wasn't he? Luckily.
Well, he doesn't know if that guy was or not. Am I a pretty boy, though?
Yeah. Well, yes, 100%. There's no doubt about that. So I feel like Knollsy.
This has had over a million views in less than 24 hours. I think it went up on Facebook yesterday. And it's already been shared by, I just saw something like 20, 30,000 people.
Oh, jeez. Anything he does, good old Knollsy. No. Just goes wild. All right. Well, Knollsy, calm your farm, buddy.
We'll keep you updated. I wonder if he'll get in trouble because he threatened the guy. If you think about it, he said, come up here and I'll knock your effing teeth in.
Yeah. Do you reckon if that guy pressed charges, he.
Can you for a threat? I guess he didn't say, I'll kill you. That's a bit different.
Yeah, he's not like, I know where you live, I'm coming to your house.
Yeah, and he didn't actually follow through with it.
Well, we don't know.
What if the guy went on stage and took Knollsy on? Knollsy have got that? Would have been amazing.
Well, stay tuned. Hopefully something like that. Oh, actually, no. We don't condone it.
No.
But it'd be good entertainment.
Let's just go back to the Shannon Knoll guy, Sebastian. I miss those days.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, Ellie, on Friday, I told an amazing story.
Did you? Just tipping your own horn a bit?
Sorry, I missed you. I wish you were here to laugh at it.
Yeah.
So how's this? In South Africa, I'm not sure if you heard, a lady woke up in a morgue. She was pronounced dead.
Mm.
They'd taken her body away. It was in the fridge. And like 3 days after she was pronounced dead, she woke up.
3 days?
3 days. So what I did is I called a morgue in Victoria, got a lady that put me through to the media advisor, who then put me through to a professor who agreed to come on the show.
You've been hard at work. My absence.
I missed you so much. So we had the professor on the show.
Yeah.
And he told us a bit about how it works and is that possible in Australia. Mm-hmm. And he gave us a really informative chat.
Mm-hmm.
But in that informative chat, I thought I would try and throw as many morgue and death-related puns in as possible.
Oh, God.
The poor professor. If you didn't hear it, missed it on Friday, here are my puns from the chat.
Can I just say I'm dying to hear them?
Oh, you would.
Okay.
She's good.
Don't try out pun me. All right, here, let's have a listen.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. You're dead right, Professor. Such a grave error to make. Let's just say it was most likely in the dead center of South Africa. Am I right? What an absolute dead set legend he is. You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie and a South African lady. What I thought is you're known for being the pun master.
Yeah.
And would you call yourself that as well?
Yeah, That's my only thing I'm good at is puns.
I just thought I'd play you that audio and see how did I
go? I'm really proud. You've come a long way in the, 3 weeks now that we've been on air together?
Yeah, because I'm not famous for a pun.
You're not famous for being funny, no.
I mean, I'm not famous for it because I'm just naturally hilarious, but...
No, I'm proud of you. My favourite was Of Corpse.
Yeah, that was strong.
Yeah, also because that was like a little bit understated, like you had to really listen out for it.
Yeah, and the professor didn't pick up on it either. He just got, unless he was just like, what's this idiot doing? Move on.
I just thought you couldn't speak.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm proud of you. I've spent the last like minute trying to think of some.
And what have you got?
I mean, I don't want to be a killjoy about it.
Not bad.
Thanks.
Not bad. I didn't get that one.
Thanks.
Is that it? Or?
Well, it's hard because I'm not really much of a morning person.
Oh, that is very strong. She's back.
She's back,
the
baby.
The pun master is back.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Ellie, do you like chess?
I don't mind chess.
Can you play?
I hadn't played for a very long time. And then when I was on the plane to Bali like last month with Gav, he was like, do you want to play a game of chess on the, you know, like the TV screens on the back of the screen?
Yeah, you can burst someone else in another seat.
Yeah, so we did. And I had the best time. I loved it. I was really bad at first. I forgot what all the pieces did, but.
Once you've played, it's like all the memories from being, you know, younger comes back.
Yeah.
And it comes back to you quite easily.
Yeah.
I found a really touching story from the Goulburn Valley. And in particular, you live near Shepparton Village, don't you?
I do, yeah, just down the road, really.
It was in the Shep News yesterday. There's a man by the name of Steve Simola.
Stevie.
He's 91 years old and he's looking for someone to play chess with.
Oh, this story has got me. Like, you know, I love old men. Not that he's old. Well, actually,
he's not old.
He's not old.
He's
young
at heart. Exactly. We've done that three times.
So in sync.
We are on sync.
But I love old men and not in a creepy way, just because they're so adorable. And so this story makes me want to cry.
Yeah, he says he wants someone to play chess with him. And he quoted by saying, I am happy to play with anybody, but they just keep shrugging their shoulders.
Steve. He's been
playing on an odd iPad app, which is just not the same thing as having a good old-fashioned match with, you know, the wooden chess piece, which he has.
I mean, good on him for working an iPad. My nan can't work an iPad for sure.
He says English is his second language, but he's been here since the 1950s, so he can speak English.
Mm-hmm.
He said the game of chess was a universal language with the quality of the game depending on the opponent.
100%. Well, in that case, if I did offer to play chess with him, it wouldn't be a great conversation we were having. If it's a universal language, my skills are not good.
I want to get Steve on. I want to go down there and speak to Steve because I want to figure out why he can't get people. Is it because his friends are one by one?
What? Josiah.
Or, that's one theory. Or is it because Steve's really good at chess? No one wants to play him. It's like my grandfather was snooker. Mm. He's a freak at his village. No one wants to verse him because he whitewashes all of them.
Mm.
So they've given up. They all verse each other, but they won't verse my granddad anymore because he's so good.
Oh, my God. It just breaks
so it could be the same
heart.
As Steve in chess.
It could be.
Steve could be
like the chess champion of the world. He was probably in chess club at school.
He probably is. Or back in Hungary in the 50s. And he could have been an absolute animal at chess.
There you go.
So there's only one way of finding out. I reckon one of us needs to get down there, or both of us, and have a game with Steve. How does that sound?
I'll cry, though.
It's fine. You can cry if you want. Apparently, it says he's got a strong wit and a sharp mind.
So he's got some good gags to it.
Why don't we go down there, have a game of chess? Or why don't I versus Steve in a game of chess?
Okay,
you just watch,
stand in the corner
you can
and
film
cry.
Instagram, crying, and come out with your best puns.
Because
you know, it says he's got a strong wit and a sharp mind, so he'd love your puns.
Oh, I love him so. I'm just so emotional with this story. I can't even. Okay, all right, let's do it.
Let's get in touch.
By the end of the week, we will have played chess with Steve. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, we'll give the Shepparton Village a buzz today, see if we can get in touch with Steve. If anyone knows Steve, get in touch with us, 13, 12, 16. We'd love to speak to him and, head down there and have a game of chess and,
Or if you would like to play chess with Steve, hit up Shep Villages. I'm sure they'd be keen to help you out because everyone needs a chess partner
in life. Absolutely. Just like I needed a radio partner last week.
No. Tough. I was going to say tough titties. Can I say tough titties?
Ooh, it's after 7, probably not, but you did. It's better than me saying.
Josiah and Ellie, hit 96.9.
I've just gotten back from a holiday. Spent 5 days in Falls Creek.
Good for some.
Yeah.
My Instagram feed at the moment is filled with people on holidays. Yeah, everyone's either in Europe or...
It's that time of year.
They're
sorry
in
the about
snow.
It. Well, come on. Off you go. Get on holiday.
I should have gone to Mount Buller.
Okay, cool. Well, I did. No, I didn't. I went to Falls. Anyway, I went with 11 of my friends, or 12 of my friends.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. It was wicked. Everyone flew in from around the country. We all met up at a lodge and went skiing and stuff. It was great. But there's something that divided the group, something that I thought was okay, and they were all like, not so much. So there was huge debates.
Who hooked up with her?
No, there was no gossip or scandal, unfortunately.
Boring.
Yeah, this was the most scandalous thing that happened. So I decided not to get skiing lessons. Because I've been skiing a couple of times before. I'm not great, but I can stay up, right? I really, really do the snow plow thing a lot. You know what you...
Just straight ahead, yeah.
Pizza, snow plow, whatever you want to call it.
You know I haven't ever in my life.
Skied?
Or snowboard. I've never really been to the snow.
Yeah, we're going to have to rectify that.
I've seen snow, but I've never been in the snow. I've never touched snow, never felt it fall from the sky. I've just
I've
never gone to the snow. I would love to go to the snow.
All right, we'll make that happen. For you who doesn't know, the snowplow / pizza is when you put your skis in a pizza shape and you're going downhill. And it
like
makes you go slower and it gives you a little bit more control because when you go French fry, which is straight skis, then you go fast and you're just zooming down.
Right, so you do pizza to go slower.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a pizza. But I had 5 days this time, so I was like, I'm going to nail this. By the end of it, I'm going to get French fry happening the whole time. I'm not going to need to pizza
at all. I'm so hungry. All this ski chat's made me hungry. I just feel like kind of pizza and smashing some.
Well, anyway, so it got to day 3, and I'd been for a couple of days. I hadn't fallen yet. I was like, I'm doing well. But I really decided day 3 is when I'm going to go from pizza to French fry. And so I thought I'll just watch some YouTube videos because lessons are like $100 and we're on radio money. I don't earn much money. So I'm not going to pay for a lesson. You know how stingy I am. So I decided to watch YouTube videos, forgot to do that, and then got on the chairlift the morning of day 3. Head up, and I was on the chairlift with a ski instructor. He was wearing the ski instructor jacket.
Oh, just by chance.
Just by chance.
Amazing.
And so I was like, now's my chance. I've got a few minutes with this guy. I'm going to pick his brains.
Who was he? Was he a local guy? Or?
Yeah, I'm not sure where he's from. He's just doing a ski season in Falls. He's Australian. So I'm on with Gav and his mate and this ski instructor, and I just lean over to him. I was like, excuse me, hello, are you a ski instructor? He goes, yes. I go, great. I was wondering if you could help me because I'm trying to go from pizza to French fry. I'm just wondering if you'd give me some tips.
So that's the thing.
Yeah.
Everyone in the snow world knows it's pizza or French fry.
Yeah.
Okay, because this is all new talk for me.
Okay, all right.
New talk.
You could just see him go, oh. Are you kidding me? He's like, I'm off the clock right now. This is the 4 minutes a day that I get to just go up the chairlift in peace where I'm not instructing kids and people and I'm just
not getting paid for this.
Yeah, not getting paid for this at all. And so I'm like, yeah, can you give me some tips? And he's just like, okay, well, you got to, turn your skis this way and you can approach your turn in French fry and go.
Do you think it's because your boyfriend was on the lift?
Maybe.
If you went with Gav, he would have been absolutely.
Yeah,
he would have
been like, I can show you, baby.
Yeah.
No, so he very reluctantly gave me some advice. He was a lovely man, gave me some tips. I never really nailed the French fry, let's face it, but I got a lot closer after his advice.
But you can nail French fries.
I can nail
absolutely
French fries.
Absolutely you can.
I did eat a lot of those in Falls, not going to lie. When I got off the chairlift, Gav and his mate were like, I can't believe you did that. I was like, what do you mean? Like, he's off the clock, mate. He's just trying to get some peace and quiet. There are you peppering him with skiing questions.
Yeah, it's a little bit inappropriate.
Is it?
A little bit.
Well, that's what I want to talk about.
I get it.
You get
but
it?
But it's a bit inappropriate.
I just saved myself $100.
That's true.
It's great. He was just going to sit there in silence otherwise, you know? But he did say at the end, though, he was like, just buy a lesson, mate. I was like, okay, sorry.
Don't need to now.
I've gone too far. Pushed it too hard. But that's what I want to talk about. Where do you score some free advice? Or do you have one of those jobs where people always just try and get free advice? For you? Like, are you a doctor? And people are saying, oh, can you diagnose me? Or are you a physio? You know, can I get a massage?
Yeah, I've got a friend who's an osteo. And whenever we see him, it's like, ah.
Oh, bit little, tight.
Yeah, Maddie, we're a bit tight around the shoulders. Do you mind just getting in there for 2 seconds? Like, no, mate, I'm not at work. This is not fun for me.
No, exactly.
Do you know what would be hard if you're a doctor and you're not working and your friends come up to you and like, oh, my stomach keeps hurting. What is it? And you're like, oh, I don't know. Come and see me on Monday. Like, I don't want to talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Book in a consultation. Funny you say that because a couple of the girls that were on this trip are both doctors. And when I was telling them this story about the ski lift instructor, they were like, yeah, that's my day-to-day life.
Really?
That happens all the time. And I was like, yeah, cool. Well, I've got you, though.
Yeah. I've got a brain injury.
Yeah. So give us a call. 13, 12, 16. Do you have a job that everyone tries to always score free advice off you, or are you someone who tries to score the free advice? We want to hear about it. Hit us up on the socials as well. 13, 12, 16.
It's like us with our jobs. How many times do we get up for hit up for free concert tickets,
yeah,
and movie tickets and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, musicians often get in contact. Can you get my song on the radio? No. No power over that whatsoever.
Hey, on the Hit GV Instagram page, we got a message off Millie Jarrett. I hope I said that right. She said she's a vet nurse. She hears from people that she hasn't heard from in years for free vet advice.
Yeah.
It gets very annoying, and what her response to them is, go see a vet.
Yeah, so it should be. Smart people advice. Who come out of the woodwork like that, so annoying.
Smarts from her.
Yes. Good on you, Millie. I went on a date once with a guy, a Tinder date, a while ago. He was a doctor.
He was studying
to be a doctor. No, this is back in Perth. And I fell off a scooter last year. I've got all these scars on my hand. And he looked at my scar and diagnosed it as a particular type of scar and said, this is how I should treat it. I was like, well, this is a lucrative date. Never saw him again. It was a boring day.
You got what you needed.
Yeah, exactly. It was so good. But we did put the call out on 13, 12, 16. Have you got a job where people just constantly are seeking free advice from you? Jess from New Mercury, you've given us a call. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm a hairdresser, and just like I'll be in like the aisle with a hair dry aisle in like a chemist, and people will walk up and they'll start looking at stuff and I can't help it. Like, I have to give advice.
Oh, so you want to give the advice out for free?
Yeah, because they're looking at these boxes and I'm like, oh, you're gonna do it wrong. Like, let me just help you.
Yeah, you're like, honey, not that one.
Yeah, I just want to help, like, because I've seen the botched jobs and then they end up coming to me anyway, so I may as well help them at the source, you know?
Fair enough. Do you get annoyed when your friends are always like, hey, can you do my hair for this event? Can you give me a hair dye?
Yeah, it's constant. Like, my friends haven't paid for their hair stuff in years. Like, I should have started charging them from the start.
Jess, do you have a weird hairstyle? I find some hairdressers feel like they need to make their hair all out there.
Well, because you have to. You're like, your hair is your billboard. Like, you have to. You have to have a good hairstyle yourself, otherwise people think you're garbage at your job.
Yeah, but I swear every hairdresser just has some crazy perm or something, like shaved one side or something different.
Well, we're our own canvas. You got to try things out of yourself.
That's true.
Oh, your hair's your billboard. Love it. Thanks so much for your call, Jess.
Thanks, guys.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
13, 12, 16. Have you seen something weird lately? That's what I want to talk about. Sometimes you just minding your own business, walking down the street, and something pops out at you and you're like, what is going on?
I tell you what, that happens a lot around the Goulburn Valley.
It does, right? Almost every day. But it happened to me the other day when I was in Mount Beauty at the bottom of Falls Creek.
Thanks.
I've been on holiday. I don't know if you noticed.
No, you just said beauty and looked at me, so I thought.
No. You're the mount part, you big old mountain.
Yeah, I am. Well, especially after that weekend, tell you what.
Well, anyway, I was walking along this street home from dinner one night. We looked into this cafe and you could see, it was one of those cafes where you could see through to the kitchen. And so.
Did they have hanging ducks?
They did.
Yeah, they have those. Most of them have hanging ducks.
I don't know. You can see, I feel like saying kitchen. Most of them have hanging ducks is inaccurate.
Just Chinese.
Maybe one or two every now and again. So no. But close. Cool. It was bird related, what I saw in this kitchen. So you expect kitchens to be super hygienic and clean and everything. Walked past, looked in, and saw in the corner of the kitchen, industrial kitchen, was a bird cage with a bird in it.
What?
Is that feeling healthy?
Like a parrot? Or one they're about to cook?
No, like a parrot.
Oh, like a little bird. Like a pet?
Like a budgie or a canary or something.
Oh, so it was a pet. We're about to deep fry this thing.
No, it wasn't like a chicken. Right. It wasn't like a duck hanging up. No, it was a live budgie.
Wow.
Is that weird?
I mean, it's weird if you add some Peking duck sauce to it, sure. There'd have to be some sort of health and safety standards being crossed there for sure.
That was my thoughts. Because, like, bird flu.
SARS.
That's a thing, right?
Is that bird flu and SARS the same thing? I think it was.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm not a
doctor, the bird
man.
Flu. Remember bird
flu?
Yeah, bird flu.
I remember.
Yeah, it was SARS. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
They're
all
the
right,
same
I'll take
thing.
Your word for it. But I thought it was weird. I thought it was unhygienic. I didn't understand why. Like, of all the places, put the bird in the corner of the restaurant. Cute.
Did it look like somewhere you would eat?
Yeah. Everything else looked great about it, apart from the budgie in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's weird. And like you said, I understand if you're at reception or something. Like a lot of, like I went to a Thai restaurant last night and they had the fish tank in there.
Yeah.
And that was like cute. If you had a little bird in a cage there, that's cool as well. Like the kids love that sort of thing.
Exactly. Just not where my food's been prepared. Maybe. I don't know. Like I don't want a feather in my burger.
Well, especially when there's a few other birds probably in that kitchen about to be cooked.
Oh, yeah, seeing all his friends.
Yeah.
Mm, man, that's just mean. It's like putting a cow in the corner of a steak restaurant.
What, B1, the missing cow?
Oh, B1.
It's like our photo we put up of Instagram of we put B2 next to B1 when B1 was found, but he had his head cut off.
Yeah, that was mean.
I'm like, oh, this feels a bit cruel to B2. Like we've reunited them, but one hasn't got a head.
Hey, we got him home safe. That's all that matters.
That's true.
As safe as you can be without a head.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9. Scoopla.
It is time to head over to Hollywood with our resident reporter, Dean McCarthy. Hello, Dean.
Oh, g'day, guys. Happy Monday, everyone. Can I just say, love is in the air in Hollywood today.
Uh-oh.
And the rumours.
Who are you dating, Dean?
What? Get out the violins, people, because there is not love in my air. But there is love in Justin Bieber's Calabasas Mansion. Let me tell you what happened over the weekend. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, you know, they were on and off again. They dated in 2016. They've been dating for a month. He apparently proposed to her in the Bahamas last night. So they were at this little restaurant and they were salsa dancing. Very cute, very romantic. And all of a sudden, Justin Bieber's bodyguards made everyone in the restaurant put away their phones. So they did that. And then Justin Bieber got down on one knee and asked her to marry him. And she, of course, screamed yes. Today, Justin Bieber's dad went on Instagram and said how proud he was. And Justin Bieber's mother, Patty, went on Twitter and just tweeted, love, 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 love. So, you know, while Hayley haven't said anything, his parents have pretty much confirmed it.
No,
I'm questioning the integrity of this, but I've just looked on Twitter. It's the number one trending thing on Twitter worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So do we think it's definitely true? Are we willing to confirm it, Dean?
I'd confirm it, yes. Wow. I think it would be. Yeah.
What does Selena Gomez think?
She would be so upset about this.
Yeah.
It's never good seeing your ex hook up and get married. No one wants to see that. Imagine. And they dated recently. Yeah, I don't think she'd be happy at all.
No, I'm sad about it. Like, a part of me always had that in the back of my mind that Biebs and I would one day hook up, maybe. And now it's not going to happen. Devastating. Oh, well, congratulations, I guess, to the happy couple. What else is trending in Hollywood at the moment?
Okay, this is hilarious. It's not like the biggest story in the world, but I think it's awesome and I cannot wait. Lindsay Lohan, okay, she has landed herself a reality show. Now, over in Dubai, she owns this kind of like a beach club, you know, like one of those really cool bars like on the water. Anyway, they are doing a reality show similar to Vanderpump Rules where all of the staff, you know, the dramas and they make out with each other and they fight and all that kind of thing. That's all going to be a reality show and Lindsay Lohan is the boss. So they will all report into her on a daily basis and she will be the star of the show as this restaurant kind of, you know, becomes successful. So I'm here for it. I love the drama that she brings.
Yeah. Is she doing all right? Because she had a bit of, you know, rehab time and whatnot, didn't she? Is she back on track now?
I think she's on track. She's kind of always been a bit of a mess, hasn't she? Like, I don't know if she'll ever not be a little bit of a mess. But, you know, like, she's certainly, you know, she's not like circa 2009 mess where she was like crashing her car every weekend. She's not there. But you know, I think she's still pretty crazy.
I miss the Herbie Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
I miss Parent Trap.
What was the movie?
Lohan.
I miss Mean Girls Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yes.
So many
good Lindsay Lohans.
Well, hopefully this new show will be just as classic. Thank you so much for checking in with us, Dean.
Always good to chat. Bye guys.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.